In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Put yourself in Joseph's place. All you have wanted is to love Mary and to be loved by her. You have dreamed of the day when you would go with your friends and take her into your own home for the wedding feast, and then take her into your arms as your one and only beloved. You've imagined that joyous week of feasting following your wedding day, and, if God wills it, having your own children one day. You want to teach your children to love God and neighbor alike, and how to be faithful and responsible children of God. Put yourself in Joseph's place. Perhaps after years of watching Mary from a distance and knowing her to be a pious young woman, one who is beautiful both inside and out, and hoping against hope that somehow she could be yours one day, the joyous day did come when Mary and you began a year-long engagement. You were never allowed to be all alone with her. It was just not a safe or an acceptable practice. Proper boundaries were kept. Virginity until your wedding day was expected and protected by your culture, because that's what God's Word teaches. You see each other almost every day, and your longings for her grow even stronger. But then, one day Mary tells you that she's going on a trip to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who's pregnant. Is it just nerves, or does it seem to you somehow that something is troubling Mary as she tells you that she's going to be gone for a few months? Put yourself in Joseph's place. You count the days until Mary comes home to Nazareth. You send word to her as often as you can, and you look forward to hearing from her too. At last, she is coming home, and Mary sends you word that she needs to talk to you about something urgent right away. You get butterflies in your stomach. There's a knot there. What could be on her mind? What is troubling her and so important? Put yourself in Joseph's place. Your joy at being reunited with your beloved suddenly turns into confusion and fear, and finally to disgust. Mary, your precious Mary, sweet and pious Mary, is pregnant. You can see it in her clothing. You can see it in her eyes and her face. Her eyes look so vulnerable and pleading to you. You were once smitten with love each and every time you looked into those eyes. And now you want to hate yourself for filling up with love in spite of all your best instincts to pick up a stone and throw it at her. Put yourself in Joseph's place. What a fool you must have been. All of that waiting and dreaming and planning, all for nothing. How could you have been so taken in by this girl? You know that you have not been with her in a way that is forbidden by God. Clearly, some other man has taken advantage of her vulnerability. Some other man has led her astray. Some other man has put a wedge between your heart and hers. There will be no wedding now. There will be no child with Mary. Perhaps you will never have a wife. How could you ever trust anyone again? Put yourself in Joseph's place. Mary begins to tell you a far-fetched story, and she seems to even believe the words of it herself. She can't be that good of an actress, can she? She's too young and naive and too pious to lie that well. Your love wants to turn to hate. Part of you wants to follow the letter of the law and have her stoned as an adulteress. Part of you wants to see her dead along with the man that has destroyed your dreams. Who is he? Where is he? Part of you wants to make him hurt. Part of you wants to make him pay. Put yourself in Joseph's place. You have always been a strong believer in the Lord. You've led a disciplined life of worship and prayer, study and service. You've been taught to do the right thing, and it has become to you almost a second nature now. You are no fool. You know how it is between men and women. And yet you know and you love Mary, and even now, you don't want to see her hurt, even though you know that you must break the engagement, even quietly. It is not permitted by the law to make yourself unclean by taking an adulteress as a bride. Put yourself in Joseph's place. Your mother has taught you how to treasure a woman and how to treat her with understanding and with regard as a gift from God's gracious hand, a treasure even. Your father has taught you how the Lord God, in his perfect wisdom and goodness, made both the man and the woman in his image and made them to be partners and, through the miracle of birth, to be co-creators with him. That's what's so hard for you to deal with right now. Everything that you had believed and hoped and dreamed has all been called into question now by this woman who is really hardly much more than a girl. Lord God, have mercy, you cry out to yourself and to God himself. It's all too much to handle. You just want to crawl into your bed and pull the covers up over your head and drop off to sleep, muttering your prayers. Put yourself in Joseph's place. What uneasy dreams must have come to your brain as you try to comprehend it all and make sense of the senseless, as you try to make the unimaginable understandable. It seems you've become like your namesake, Joseph, Jacob's son, trying to make sense of your dreams. You believe in angels, although you've never seen one. And now, like the earlier Joseph's father, Jacob, you see and you hear an angel in your sleep. An angel of the Lord greets you with the words you most need to hear. Do not be afraid. Put yourself in Joseph's place. Isn't that finally it? Your anger is about both your hurt and your fear. You hurt at what you think is Mary's betrayal. You hurt at the humiliation. You are afraid of what others will think of you. You are afraid of your own anger and afraid that you can never trust any mortal again, especially a woman. Put yourself in Joseph's place. The angel says, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. You are from David's family line, and you know that the angel is telling you, in a sense, to take and claim this child as your own legal son, so that he will be known too as a son of David. And yet you wrestle in your sleep with such a wondrous and strange explanation. A child not conceived in the usual way, but by the Holy Spirit. Such knowledge is too wonderful for you to understand. The child being knit together in Mary's womb is not just any child, but God's own son. Put yourself in Joseph's place. The angel declares, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, that is, Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It is all too much, even for a dream. And you wake, and you're soaked with sweat, and you feel just like the Jacob of old, that you have wrestled with God all night long. Put yourself in Joseph's place. If you do as the angel tells you, the child will become your legal child, a son of David. And oh, this is too much. The child will be the fulfillment of God's promise to your ancestor, King David, that someone from his family will rule over God's people forever. You will raise God's son as your own son, and you will take into your heart and into your home as your wife, a woman who is the mother of God. It is all too much to imagine. It is all too much to take in. Put yourself in Joseph's place. All you can do is to take a leap of faith if you are to obey this dream that God has revealed to you. Part of you wonders if dreams are simply not wishful thinking. You want them to be fulfilled, and the brain seeks to give you a happy ending to this situation that you find yourself in. What then do love and fidelity and respect and responsibility and godliness and piety mean after all? Why be good? If you're Joseph, a lifetime of spiritual discipline taught by godly parents has to kick in now. Joseph has had good training, and he's been taught to listen not to the ungodly dreams of human conceit, but to the word of God that comes from outside of himself. Joseph has been taught to listen and to obey the good and gracious will of God. Put yourself in Joseph's place. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel commanded him. Against all reasonable doubts, Joseph took Mary into his heart and into his home. He claimed this child as his own legal child, a son of David. And Joseph named him Yeshua, or Joshua, or as we know, Jesus. And Joseph raised the child as he had been raised, in awe and in praise and in wonder and in love towards the Lord God, Jesus' heavenly Father. So, put yourself in Joseph's place. Do not be afraid to receive God's Son Jesus into your heart and into your home. Prepare a place for him to enter daily into the fullness of your life. Prepare a place for him by confessing your sins to the Father in heaven. Prepare a place for him by meditating upon God's word and by calling to him in prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Prepare a place for him by coming eagerly to the services of God's house and gladly hearing and learning the word of God. Prepare a place for him by teaching those you love to know him and to learn from him. Prepare a place for him by seeing him in the eyes of those you love and in the eyes of all those who are in need. Put yourself in Joseph's place. Hoping against hope, he prepared a place in his heart and in his home, on his calendar and in his wallet, for the Lord Jesus' pregnant mother, and then for the Holy Child himself. Put yourself in Joseph's place. In obedience to his call to follow, make room for Christ in your life. Today, as we come with empty hands into God's house, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of David, I do not understand how you limited yourself to enter Mary's womb and to be born a child like me, but without sin. I cannot fathom how you could give your life away on the cross to take away my sins while we were yet sinners. I cannot grasp with my mind how you can fulfill your promise to be present for me and with all your people in the pouring of water or in a tiny bit of bread and wine. But, dear Lamb of God, I trust that you do come to me, and you will forgive me all my sins and fill me with the power of your endless life. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.